Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Dub Nation, this is Brandon Pajemski, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. You're listening to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Pods! Emirates Cup tonight! I'm rooting for Spurs.
Who are they playing?
Knicks.
Well, that'll be doozy.
In Vegas! I want the Warriors to get to Vegas.
Oh, that reminds me of I saw a headline that I couldn't care less about.
Read it.
NBA Cup's future in Las Vegas is uncertain.
Wow.
Who cares? Who gives a rat's ass?
But I want to know why.
Who cares?
You do.
I don't care.
I want to know the skinny behind
care.
That.
I
and
where
would you move it to?
I don't care.
To the Bay.
I don't care.
Chase.
You should get rid of it. It's a
the
joke.
Emirates Cup. No, they get extra bread.
Exactly. It's a joke. Hey, earlier today, Guru, AI, what is it, GBT chat with about Ross Tucker.
Oh my God, I'm staring. I just can't stop staring at it.
And so the chat GBT, I guess, was mistaken and said that Ross Tucker had played for the New York Giants,
but
he never played. And Evan had told Goo that, hey, you can't rely on AI. And I think he found some proof why you can't rely on AI, Goo.
Uh-oh.
So during the break, I received a message from the boss, and he's clearly listening because he asked AI, he asked ChatGPT, what are your thoughts on Daryl the Guru Johnson?
It doesn't know me.
Would you like to know what it said?
He can't wait. Of course. He wants to know.
Daryl the Guru Johnson is generally seen as a strong, distinctive voice in Bay Area sports media, especially on 95.7 The Game.
Only.
A few honest takeaways people tend to have about him.
Oh, my God.
What's going on?
Deep hoops credibility.
Oh, you've got to be kidding me.
His basketball knowledge, especially...
football and baseball?
Especially around the Warriors and the NBA, comes across as well-studied and confident. He doesn't just react. He explains why things are happening on the court. Number two, unapologetically opinionated. The Guru isn't afraid to take firm stances, even when they're unpopular. That rubs some listeners the wrong way. You always know where he stands. And number three, more analyst than entertainer.
Oh my God.
Compared to louder, hot take personalities, he leans cerebral.
You gotta be absolutely kidding me.
I swear to God, I'm reading this.
Oh, I'm out, Steiny. Don't put me in a box of hoop. I like baseball and football.
That was what you had a problem with?
Yeah, I didn't like it. It was started off okay.
It's as good as you're going to get.
I'm an entertainer.
I have a feeling you put me in there and say the same thing.
Right. That sounded more like you. Come on, man. Wow. Nothing about the community, though. Remember my buddy, the sheriff you met, June, he put my name in there, Daryl the Guru Johnson, and it said I was a pillar of the community, gives back.
Which community?
Union City, and the mayor, and all the stuff that I've done to try to help the city. in the high school and the local kids there. Yeah, so
when's the last time you did something like that?
I was on a panel for Black History Month. No, just recently. Get up. I ain't all sports, buddy.
You're mostly sports.
Nah, I'm a father. How about that?
Yeah, your kids are grown. So
well, you don't stop.
That part's over. No, you're right about that.
Yeah?
You're right about that. All right.
Where you want to go?
We can talk Niners. We haven't talked about Brandon Ayuk. Speaking of cryptic messages.
So we wouldn't be talking about the Niners because he's not on the team. But go ahead, Stein. I heard the guys in the morning. It was fabulous, but I just feel like he's spiraling out of control. I could totally be wrong. I'm a black man watching another young black man. Just, I feel like I don't know why he's mad at the Niners. Okay, that's one. He ran away from all this bread. Then I got friends and family and my brother tell him he's got $60 million. That means he's got 40, 30. I'm not counting chips, but how many stories do we see with entertainers, ball players, and whatever walk of life? You never have enough. And for him to walk away as damaged as he is, trying to get back, I just don't know whatever tour of, hey, cameraman, watch me buy my jewelry, watch me buy these cars, watch me flash and stunt. I get all that, but you're not a rapper. You're an injured athlete trying to get another contract from another team, and the way you're going about your business to me, and I can't judge, Steiny, it is kind of odd. And you know, I'm not going there, Antonio Brown, but we thought that was cute and we saw where that ended up. I'm just wondering, what's going on upstairs? And so the people that care about him, tell him, I just feel like you might be hurting your chances to hit your wagon to another team with whatever you call yourself doing.
Yeah, I mean, as far as the money goes, this is one of those where I don't care that he has 60 million or 40 or 20 or 100. He's doing what he's doing. And obviously the money, that part he must not care about. I mean, I'd love to know how much money he's made, how much he gave up by doing this. I'm not convinced. He's going to be a free agent. Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
But the money he lost, I don't think he'll ever get again.
Maybe not.
So that makes you think, what are you thinking? Okay. And I understand life's not all about money, but this is my $1 million question. Stoney, just I'm on your couch and you send the bill, mail it to me. Why did he get mad at the Niners when they ended up paying him? What did they do for him to get mad and not show up to rehab, do all the stuff while he was hurt with Jaden Daniel? I would really want to know from Brandon's mouth, what did they do to piss you off? Because from my intel or our intel, he had a couple locales he could have signed off on a trade and he didn't want to go to those cities.
Yeah, I think basically he milked the Niners. Got the most money he could from the Niners. And then, I mean, is there any other way to put it than he kind of pulled a Steven Jackson?
But he didn't get all the money from the Niners. He was supposed to.
Right.
And then he pulled this stunt. And I'm just worried about,
but I got to believe he's walking away with something for this past year.
Well,
he got paid this year for whatever that was going to be.
He got the money guaranteed at signing. So he got $45 million.
Right, but he could have had so much more, Evan, and it's easy. I would love 40, but give me half. But, you know, and I can hear some of my best friends, oh, you count somebody else chicken?
Yeah, that's where I'm at on this one. It's
it's the videos Stoney, I'm just, okay. Then you're not worried about him.
No, I mean, am I worried about Brandon Ayuk? I'd have to say no. I'm not worried about him.
What do you think could have triggered him to be mad at the organization that gave him more than I thought he was worth? I was pro BA, pay him. They gave him above and beyond. And now you're throwing money out of the window of your Ferrari or whatever you drive.
Well, I think part of it's got to be he was clearly upset the way negotiations went, right? I had to be the way negotiations went. And I also think
I also think he was
in the games he played before he got hurt, he wasn't very good. And he probably heard stuff that bothered him, and he said, you know what? I don't need to play for this team. My bigger issue is, what do you do with guys who don't want to play for you?
But how often does that happen?
Well, it's happening twice right now with Kuminga and with Ayuk.
Yeah, but I'll say this.
Jonathan Kuminga did not want to come back to the Golden State Warriors. That's fine. But what I'm saying is, it became a, like,
he didn't want to play his role.
Jonathan doesn't want to be here. And they're trying to make it work by having him be here.
But he hasn't even mastered his role. Ayuk was an all-pro.
But he didn't, like, they. I got to believe something was going on during the negotiations where there was some funky stuff going on with negotiations. And then I'm just wondering, is it fair for the Niners to ask themselves, does this guy really want to be here?
But they should have done that before they broke him off the brand, because he does, both of them come across selfish. I mean, Kuminga, you got to master your job and then you can lead vocal, but you got to master background vocals first, and he hadn't done that.
What's coming up in the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good, and that segment also brought to you by Safeway.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
You know, you just got to look at his numbers and stuff. Just a hair lead on him. And what's the question? I think you just answer your own question.
This is Tim Roy, and you're listening to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, thank you, Tim. And what a fun day today.
No doubt.
So, I don't want to sound heartless about Brandon Ayuk, but I'm just looking. So, he played 4 years, and he made $12.5 million.
All right.
And then according to Evan, he got $45 million. So he's sitting on $57 million. And what is he, 26, 27 now? He's going to be a free agent. He'll get money. He'll get paid. Right. It's probably not going to be $30 million, obviously. Yeah. But hey, come back and get 15. Go from there, maybe. My question is, you know, at what point did the Niners know that he really didn't want to be here?
That is, that man.
Because I got to believe during the negotiation, they had to have some kind of feeling about that.
Or none. He was playing the ball. They were negotiating, and he put his John Hancock on the contract, and it's just been a nightmare ever since. I'll never understand it. That's why I was just like, yeah, I'm being nosy by nature. But, man, I just wanted to know what they did, or he deemed them stabbing him in the back when all they wanted him to be is the next Jerry Rice or Terrell Owens.
Let me ask you this.
I think Pearsall has something to do with it.
Do you think Ayuk ever wanted to be a Niner during the negotiations?
I do.
Or do you believe, see, I don't think so. I'm starting to think that guarantee was big.
But it wasn't all of it, partner. He left a whole lot of, you know what I mean? The other part of that.
That's because he doesn't want to play here. And I think it almost makes sense. Give me that 45 guarantee, and you know what? I'll walk in a year.
Well, good luck with that.
And my question is like, is a bigger one, though. Whether it's Brandon Ayuk, who doesn't want to play for the 49ers, or whether it's Jonathan Kuminga, who I don't believe wants to play for the Warriors anymore, it just makes me think, like, do you ever want a guy on your team that really doesn't want to be there?
Oh, my answer would be no.
Okay, well then, then would you put fault at the feet of the Niners and the Warriors for the way they've handled these two situations? I would, if that's the way we're looking at it.
Yeah, but, you know, again, Stoudy, I just feel like you're omitting what we know as human beings. Things change, and they change fast, quick, and in a hurry. And one wrong word or one wrong move or assumption could make you feel different about an entity. And I got to believe, operating under good faith, they thought and rewarded Brandon Ayuk with a contract that was, I was so happy for him. And to me, that's the biggest flex and biggest compliment that an organization could give said player is the money. So I don't know where his resentment or his feelings went awry, and it is a bad look for the Niners, but I don't believe they knew or had any inkling, Stoney, that he wasn't happy or we're going to play, you know, do this. Because it's just, you know, and he's coming off immature, man. I get you not wanting to be here, but, man, talk to your people before. And then now, you know, I question, it's like a broken record. When he was doing the podcast with Jaden Daniels, they don't want me here. You can feel that way, but going public with it, it just felt a bit immature. And now he's got a wrecked knee that he's recovering from, Steiny. But who knows or who's to say he's going to be that same receiver. And if you want to tell me, and you kind of have, that 50 million, 40, 30, I get. But on the level in this world, in our society, every penny counts. He just really must have been mad because he pissed away a lot of bread.
I mean, is there anything that might be admirable about a guy who doesn't want to be here just saying, I'll give up the money to get out of this situation? Like, that's where it's like,
well, why not say that before you even, because you're saying
because he wouldn't have gotten the guarantee.
But then you're being a trickster too.
So that's, hey, have you ever heard it's a business? He got over on the Niners.
Right.
He did. Like, he got a good contract with them, took it, didn't want to be here, and now he's gone. He's gone. And he's been gone, apparently, according to Kyle Shanahan.
Yeah, we haven't seen him forever. So, I mean, that's the decision they make. It's been pretty simple for me. I mean, I haven't seen him in a month. So, you know, that's the same with our team. So it hasn't been an issue with our team at all. We kind of been plugging away and no big deal, or it's just something we've been used to for a while, but I know it's new to you guys, so they just officially, I think, had to do that yesterday.
What's the word that I walked in before Evan was talking about me when he said sure about my
car accident
commute in here? No, decipher. And we need to decipher how or what words you would put on the ledger of Kyle and John for this move. Because to me, the one thing that I've yelled, screamed from the rooftops about Kyle is no player has ever stabbed him in the back or went public saying this or that, even if they had some bad blood with him. And I commend Kyle for that. So now what do you do with this? Because to me, and I said it before, Stoney, and Evan cut it and put it on social, I feel like he played the Niners. And I just feel like the question should be or could be, or they're getting ready to make the playoffs. Who cares? I can understand people in their car saying that. But for the sake of this conversation, he played them, right? Because if you did your due diligence, you could have sniffed and knew that this dude didn't want to be here, and he wouldn't have got a dime of your bread.
I mean, in a crazy way, I think it's kind of worked out fine.
Because they
regretted that move, and I think they did. And they regretted it pretty quickly, and now he's gone.
Well, did they regret it because he got hurt, or when did they? I can't.
They regretted the money, the acrimony, the how much they ended up paying him, the fact that they may or may not have called off a trade because he, responded some way to either want one or not want
one.
When
you describe it like that, you may, and I could be wrong, but you make it sound like they're happy. They're giddy that it went down this way. Okay. And I think this is a nightmare to them.
It's not a nightmare.
I believe so.
Why?
One, you're missing his production. Two, you didn't want him to get hurt. So even if everything is stay copacetic, just the fact that you're Jerry Rice or you're your next Terrell Owens, your next star stud receiver along with Pearsall, that will never come to fruition. You know,
I look at it as they gave him a bad contract and he gave him an out. And he took it. And
along with 40 M's.
Exactly.
That you got, what, four games for?
Exactly. This is more Kyle Shanahan.
I literally haven't had to think about BA or had a reason to think about him in a long time. He is under contract next year. BA is a guy we've had a relationship for a while. We've always liked BA. Everyone knows how good of a player he is. It's extremely unfortunate that it's gone to this point, but when this year is over, we'll see where we're at.
Wow. Yeah. I don't know. I kind of feel like, yeah, no harm, no foul. Yeah. Plus, because he wasn't playing this year, he's kind of out of sight, out of mind. Didn't play a lot last year.
But the passing game, the dream was supposed to be, or the vision, the dream. Shout out Martin Luther. But the vision was going to be Pierce All and you know, Brandon Ayuk causing havoc on the NFC West and the rest of the NFL, getting passes thrown to him by Brock Purdy. And now, you know, we talked to Ross Tucker earlier about, 11:30, Sonny, and, you know, I talked about just one game, that is. I love the connection between Pierce All and Brock, but you think about, man, you know, and I'm going here, but you think about Owens and, excuse me, Rice and John Taylor, and it's different versions, but I thought this was going to be a combination with Ayuk before he got hurt. It was going to be here for a long time.
Those are Hall of Fame players.
Yeah.
This is more on Brandon Ayuk from Kyle Shanahan. Did you ever think he might come back?
I mean, we've been playing with our receiver group all year. I really have been hoping he would come back all year, but not one point was I really planning on it. So that would have been a great bonus. That would have been awesome. And would love to have BA out there. Would love to have that type of player. But that was something I realized early on wasn't going to come for a while, and there was nothing that made me sit there and think it was happening soon. So I think the rest of our team also.
All right. So,
yeah.
Feels to
I
me
still
like,
want
to
know, though. Maybe one day we'll know.
What?
Just what his motives and why he was so down on the team.
You know, I'm less curious about what it was as simply, like, whatever happened, it made him not want to be here. And, you know, whether it's on him or on the team, clearly something happened. With Brandon Ayuk, I don't know if it was drafting Pearsall. I don't know what it was. But speaking of Pearsall, he's banged up.
Ricky Pearsall just aggravated his PCL again and his ankle sprain. We'll see how this week goes with him. Not sure if he'll be ready to practice. We'll have to see how he is when we come back here in a couple days.
I mean, you know, that's just been the Ricky Pearsall experience, right? I mean, he can make a great one-handed catch, a diving catch, a big catch, all of them, and then be hurt on the same play. But is there – this is crazy. It's only Tuesday. But is there any doubt in your mind that he could possibly not be out there Monday night against the Colts?
I mean, there is a concern. I think, you know, just dealing – seeing kind of how those have gone this year, you know, I think, you know, the ankle was – it was a tough ankle injury, but, you know, that it checked out – that it wasn't a high and he was able to get through the game is somewhat encouraging. I mean, that shouldn't rule him out for this week, but that combined with the knee, you know, I mean, he aggravated it, which is something, you know, the same thing you guys would see with Mac when he was in. You know, Mac aggravated his PCL, and when you land on that, it's real painful for a while, and but it can't go away, and that's how you'd see it with Mac throughout the games, and that's kind of how it's been with Ricky. But I think on that last third down, which was one of, I thought, the biggest plays in the game, that allowed us to get a 3-score lead and not allow them to have the ball down 2 scores there at the end. But he landed on his knee, and that's a painful thing when you have that. So hopefully, you know, it's not at all like it was when he first did it, but it does take time to for that pain to go away, and hopefully that'll be sooner than later over these next 8 days.
All right, that was Kyle Shanahan talking about Ricky Pearsall. And, I mean, it's got to be concerning that, you know, the one game where he finally returns and has that many catches that he might not be able to play the following week.
And it's kind of been a theme for him too, right?
Yeah. So far in his short career, it has.
And that's why I double back, and we were talking about Ayuk. You know, again, Stoney, this passing game, and I love Juwan Jennings, don't get me wrong, but I'm not saying he's limited, but he's not part of the future. And you want Brock in this passing game start Monday night. And again, whatever's going to be on the line, there's going to be something on that line when they play Seattle after Chicago for the season finale. You just want your passing game to be dynamic. And unfortunately, Pearsall's in and he's out. And, you know, hopefully he's available, but it's got to be just concerning. But that's where you miss the guy like a Ayuk. Because that's what you had visions of, Steiny.
Yeah, I mean, I was focused on something that you just threw in there that I'm not necessarily agreeing with now, and that is that Juwan Jennings isn't part of the future.
Mm.
He may have to be
part
of the future if he's willing. If he's, you know, if he's willing to look past some of the stuff that clearly was bothering him earlier in the year.
So you think he could be the winner and all? Not that he's happy, but. Essentially, now they have a need at that position. But I guess, does Jimmy, to you, Jennings, it doesn't sound like it, have a cap as to stretching the defense? And I know you thought Ayuk wasn't. I did. He was running the routes they told him to run. But do you think he's dynamic enough?
No, not to be a number one, but you're going to need a receiver. You got Pearsall. I mean, what if
– no,
I mean, you can't go into next year with – just Pearsall and even Jennings, you're going to need another one now. But that's why I'd be reluctant to just cast off Juwan Jennings. I mean, if anybody knows this system and if anybody kind of gets the most out of this system, it's Jennings. I mean, I want him, like, I'd like to have him back on this team, but I don't think he's a one, clearly.
Yeah, right.
Speaking of players being out, this is from the Warriors. Just announced a minute ago, Pat Spencer is out on Thursday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
In Phoenix for personal reasons.
All right.
Hopefully thoughts and prayers if it's that type of something going wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But I've always respected personal rather than, him being hurt, you know?
Yeah, I mean, the other thing is they can afford to tell him to go ahead because they can't play him all the time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So if they can't, if he's only got a certain number of games, you know, this is probably a no-brainer.
Oh, one thing about the Warriors in this cup schedule, because I can't stand it. It was almost like a bye week for him last week. Steiner, you think all this downtime is good? I mean, are we going to now we get to see whatever's going on in practice change the fortune and direction of this team, or is it something major going on?
Yeah, I think something's going on. I think they have issues.
Well, I guess what I'm asking is, can you fix it? What's the remedy?
I think you can fix some things.
Can you just answer your own question?
I mean, yeah, you can fix, how buttoned up you are. You can fix the rotation. You can't fix the lack of athleticism.
And height issues.
You can't turn back the clock. So, I don't know. I mean, till further notice, I'm not convinced that this is a team that's better than 500. They've got to start playing better. But I'll tell you what, and one thing we were talking about a little early. Well, you know what? We can get back to the Warriors. Let's go to Tony in Oakland and
Tony
talk about Brandon Ayuk and the 49ers. What's up, Tony? How you doing?
Okay. we can fix this thing with Ayuk. You know, what we're talking about here is synergy, right? Where you get that mirroring stuff, where you cooperate and the action and you feel everything out in the field.
Yes.
So Purdy, who has his prayer circle, you know, I don't really know what's happening with the Niners, but if Purdy were to speak to him with McCaffrey, and I, you know, the way that guy plays, he feels some. So maybe if he got in there with the prayer circle, they have that mirroring synergy going back and forth. You know, this is the true, you know, I've been listening to this stuff about player development.
Yeah.
This is the player development. When you get someone who can mirror it the way McCaffrey and Purdy does, they can wipe out anything that's going wrong because those guys got it big, and anyone else who's in that circle, even if they don't believe in anything, they're going to feel it.
Yeah.
I just talked to this kid who was doing something in front of, you know, trying to get signatures at Trader Joe's.
Sure.
Anyway, I said, you used to play football, right? And he said, yeah. I go, you were a fullback, because I just know these things. And I go, did you ever get in the zone? He goes, yeah. I go, oh, my God, you feel it. We were mirroring it.
Wow.
That's the synergy.
Right.
And then I said, you know, this, you shouldn't be doing this. You should be trying to get into, you know, the development program, because true development is when you can mirror this stuff and then you go out there. And he said he didn't even have to think. He just knew instantly what to do. You know, all these idiot shrinks and all these idiot coaches, they don't know what synergy is because they've never hardly played or gotten in. That's why that most of them are coaches, right? Mm. Like old Shanahan. But what we have
Texas
is McCaffrey.
McCaffrey. That's what we have.
Oh, my gosh. Boy, Tony. Tony.
Some people think thoughts and prayers are not enough.
I love what she's putting down.
Okay. What was she putting down?
Positivity and tap into it.
Who?
Just whoever. That's what she was putting down. Tap into it. That synergy, Steiny. That's what I try to do every day with
Guru,
you and Evan.
Shut up.
Just tap into it. Oh, hey, can we?
Yes, we can do whatever. No, we're not. We got 5 minutes. Look,
so
the
I sent the text that there was traffic on the bridge. At what point did Evan say sure? Like, the more I'm hurt, more
than really good. Great pregnant pause along with the deadpan.
Evan, we got problems, man. Wow, not E, man. That hurt me. Yeah, we got to sign you to NDA.
What kind
too.
Of cars got
it was a big
hit.
Rig. Big rig. Middle lane.
Somebody go to the gate.
Yeah, Norm would do it.
Go to the SF gate.
Show me your hands.
Did I tell you I worked at Food for Less back in the day? I won't say their names. They were twins. They owned it for Newark. I quit. It was raining, and I had to get the carts, one of my first jobs, and I looked at both of them. They were like, Johnson, you're loafing. It's raining hard in Fremont. I said, I'm out of here. And I was driving Norm's truck. He let me drive it to high school, blue, top 4x4.
Not the next day, he didn't.
So I went home. He goes, what you doing home early? I go, they fired me. Thinking everything was good. Got with Relaford, Silk Macy, went shot hoop the rest of the day. Went to school, came out the next day. I go, what's Stallone look for, Pop? He's like, Evan just looking at me. Yeah, I went up to your job. I said, oh, before he finished, I'm just melting, dwindling. He said, yeah, they told me you didn't get fired, you quit. Oh, it were ramifications after that, man.
No driving of the truck to school anymore?
Oh, man, you know that was out. But
you know,
what
funny.
Made him go to the job to find out?
My dad would have done the same thing.
The same reason I had to look up if Ross played for the Giants at the beginning of his career.
Oh, man.
God, some parents
the
out there.
The look on his face, he knew.
I just did not get my dad's toughness. Like, there was just no negotiation. I can't tell my daughters no for the life of me.
Oh, man, I'm just a wimp.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
Oh, man. L. Evan, sure. Man, that'll stay with me. Oh, no. Like, I'm not afraid of you guys. Why would I make something up?
Well, because it sounds better to say there's a crash on the bridge than you overslept.
I'm up at 5.
Well, you're just late.
Chickens. Well, early late.
Hey, look at this real fast before we go to the phones.
Uh-oh.
Al Horford's back on the court.
Oh, babe.
Said his injury is healed. But Kerr called him doubtful for Thursday.
Stop, E.
Boy. They could have used him against the guy who replaced Ayton,
yeah.
Whoever that is.
Wow, man. It's nothing personal against Horford. It was just this team didn't need him.
Well, we'll see.
Let's go. An All-Star break.
Let's go to Greg in Oakland. Playoff time.
What's up, guys?
Hey.
Thanks for having me on.
Sure.
I've known Evan for a long time, and I know he's got a little bit of an allegiance to the once San Diego, now Los Angeles Chargers down there. And I just want to know, Evan, tell the people right now, are the Chargers a good matchup for the Niners in the Super Bowl if they get there?
They'd be 4-point favorites.
Yeah, and is Justin Herbert the best quarterback to ever come out of the greatest university, the University of Oregon, located in Eugene, Oregon?
I would leave out the greatest university, but yes.
I got news for you.
Don't forget about Harrington.
So, Greg, you're telling me the Chargers would be favored against the 49ers on the 49ers home field?
I think it depends. Let's be real. Home field, come on now. They're not playing in San Francisco anymore. Santa Clara, a whole nother zip code.
Oh, you're one of those.
Yeah, I definitely am. You better believe it. Not in San Francisco. Let's be real here. But I think it depends on who gets who back from injury towards playoff time and who gets who back regarding wide receivers with a little bit of an attitude problem at the moment.
Thanks, Greg. Appreciate the call. Who is he, Evan?
That's my guy, Greg. I also got to tell him.
Is that your chess buddy?
No. Yeah. No, I put him on the back burner. Right now, it's Dan Fouts. The best University of Oregon quarterback.
No, that's a great call.
Okay.
Well, I was going to join Harrington. That's a joke.
I'm just thinking. Mariota's the only other one, right?
Yeah, Chris on the Boxen and Gerson work injury text line was like, "Goo, you would lie to Norm like that? I was young."
You still do.
It was just a job.
We talked about that, too, earlier.
Okay,
that segment was brought to you by the Inn at the Tides at Bodega Bay, and I asked you to do this yesterday, Goo, and I'm going to ask you to do it again. I want you to just close your eyes, picture yourself in a cozy room by the fire, enjoying breathtaking views of Bodega Bay. This time of year is magical at the Inn at the Tides, and starting December 1st, which obviously runs through the rest of the month, special midweek rates start at just $199 per night. You can book your escape now. Go to innatthetides.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.